House of Cards star Michael Kelly, Trump punishing Americans for his stupid wall. By Joshua Kaplan on January 12, 2019. Actor Michael Kelly, best known for playing the chief of staff of fictional President Frank Underwood in the hit Netflix program House of Cards, lambasted President Donald Trump over the ongoing partial government shutdown. "Good morning, America," Kelly began in an Instagram post featuring an unflattering photo of President Trump. Gentle reminder of who is responsible for the hashtag government shutdown. Trump is willing to punish Americans for his ego and empty campaign promise that Mexico would pay for his stupid ass hashtag wall. Kelly joins an ever-growing horde of Hollywood celebrities speaking out against the president, who is currently at an impasse with Democrat leaders over legislation that would end the partial government shutdown, now the longest in U.S. history. President Trump is urging House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, to support a bill which would provide $5.7 billion for the wall's construction. Actress-turned-progressive activist Alyssa Milano accused President Donald Trump on Thursday of creating chaos in America to erect a symbol to white supremacy. In a Friday appearance on ABC's The View, actor Bradley Whitford called President Trump nuts over his position on the wall and described the shutdown as manufactured and insane. Even veteran radio host and former Trump Paul Howard Stern mocked the president for standing firm on his chief campaign promise, referring to Trump's proposed wall as a political gimmick designed to garner the support of morons. "You gotta know Donald a bit to understand what's going on here. The wall's a simplistic answer to our problems with immigration. It's something that, you know, morons can get behind because they're like, oh yeah, if you build a wall, no one can get over it. But it's not that simple," the shock jock told his listeners Friday. Despite the onslaught of criticisms from Tinseltown, not of all celebrities are against the wall. In a viral video shared to Twitter, conservative actor Robert Davi eviscerated Schumer for reversing his support for a wall and criticized media networks for ignoring the New York Democrats' flip-flopping on the issue. "My dear Mr. Schumer, what I find that you're doing is absolutely disingenuous," Davi began. "How many times are you going to continue to sit there like a rotten corpse with a bald-faced lie on your face? I saw you, sir, vote for the wall," the Expendables 3 actor continued. "You voted for a wall, sir, several years ago. So did Ms. Pelosi." President Trump has repeatedly stated he is weighing whether to declare a national emergency to end the shutdown, allowing the government to build the wall without congressional approval. However, on Friday, he signaled that the move may not come so swiftly. "The easy solution is for me to call a national emergency. I could do that very quickly," the president said at a White House event on border security. "I have the absolute right to do it. But I'm not going to do it so fast. Because this is something Congress should do." On Wednesday, President Trump invited Pelosi and Schumer to the White House and kicked off the high-stakes sit-down with a question: "Will you support a wall in exchange for reopening the government?" After Democrat leaders refused to support the idea, the president walked out of the meeting. Shortly after the failed tete-a-tete, the president tweeted that it had been a total waste of time, revealing that he told Pelosi and Schumer bye-bye, because nothing else works. Speaking to reporters outside the White House, Schumer claimed a frustrated President Trump sort of slammed the table, then stormed out of the room. "Again, we saw a temper tantrum because he couldn't get his way," the Senate minority leader said. On Saturday morning, President Trump chided Democrats for traveling to Puerto Rico, calling on them to cut a deal to end the massive humanitarian crisis at the border.